And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. And now, just out of the blue, we've got this interview as it's live radio and we're very adaptable. I should be joined on the line by Niamh. Good morning, Genevieve.
Very good morning. Very good morning to everyone listening to Near FM.
How are you this morning?
Oh, brilliant. I'm springing out of bed and walking in sunshine.
Isn't it lovely out today?
Bright weather out.
Gorgeous.
And hopefully it stays for the St. Patrick's Parade and all the things going on over the weekend.
I hope so. It's usually always raining and cold, but hopefully we will get a nice day tomorrow. Anyway, Niamh, you're going
even
to talk
dry,
to us.
Even if it's dry,
yeah, that's true. You're going to talk to us this morning a little bit about the food festival, which is taking place in Howth over the weekend, called Be A Bite, is it?
Beabites.net is the name of my website and my business. So I'm a public health and clinical nutritionist, but I also do a lot of food and health presenting. That's what I'm going to be doing over the weekend at the Dublin Bay Prawn Festival. So the Dublin Bay Prawn Festival takes place in Howth, the very sunny seaside holiday village of Howth. And with the array of beautiful restaurants and cafes and everything else going on, Howth is going to offer you a fabulous experience, fabulous food experience. But with the festival, we know it's not only just the food, it's all about the getting out, exploring that part of the seaside, maybe go for a nice long walk. The Dublin Bay Cruises will be doing cruises around. There's talks, there's demonstrations, there's workshops, there's fairground rides and attractions for children. So it's fun for all of the family. And there's nighttime entertainment as well if you want to stay on after the beautiful prawns and enjoy some of the scenery and take it all in with a few drinks, a nice cold beer.
Brilliant. So it's all happening in Howth Village this weekend. Is this the first year this is taking place?
No, it's actually run for several years now. And last year was the first year that it teamed up with St. Patrick's, the St. Patrick's Festival. So that's why it's on the St. Patrick's weekend. Mm-hmm. And it really promises, as I said, to be a weekend full of crack, kyol and soul. There's no tickets needed. You just rock up. And obviously there's darts and there's various buses to host, but I do warn people to, if you're driving, to get there early because there is masses of people that go. Last year we had about 10,000 people on the Sunday. It was just a beautiful day, the sun was beaming down and everyone was in the mood for feeling sunny and summery and holiday, getting in that festival feeling.
Brilliant.
So if you are going to come, definitely either maybe use public transport or check out, or, you know, leave early and check out where you can perhaps park or how you can get there.
I think it's probably best to get
early.
Yeah, probably the dart would be
very
the handiest, wasn't it, really?
And see, the brilliant thing is, because it's all about seafood and it really does bring you the finest and the freshest seafood experience.
Mm.
In Ireland, even though we're an island surrounded by the sea and surrounded by fish, we don't eat enough fish. And fish is so, so, so good for us. Particularly like our oily fish, very important for our omega-3s, which is very important for our brains. And they also, oily fish also contains vitamin D. And again, we don't get enough vitamin D in Ireland. So fish is a really, really a winner fish dinner.
Really is,
as well,
yeah.
And white fish like haddock, cod, plaice. These are all really lean sources of protein. So for anyone who's looking to kind of watch their weight or perhaps for sports nutrition, whitefish is really, really good as well.
Yeah.
And it's just so tasty. There's just so many different types of fish and seafood dishes. You've got oysters, crabs, mussels, prawns, so many different things you could do. So it's really about trying to get families out and get people out and just trying the tastiest and the bestest of seafood experience, you know. In my demos, I try and make them as interactive as possible. So I'll bring younger members of the family up onto the demonstration stage with me to actually help me make various dishes.
Yeah. And Niamh,
they're doing it themselves and learning.
Yeah. We all know Howth is, I suppose, the home for fresh fish. And a lot of people here in Ireland don't really know. They don't eat, as you said, they don't eat enough fish, but they kind of don't really know how to cook it. So as this is going to be a cookery demonstration, I presume people will pick up ideas. And I presume there's going to be prawns as well. On the day, because it's the Dublin Bay Prawn Festival, so
yes.
Be a lot
and
of prawns.
The prawns are literally fresh off the bay. They're delicious. Some of the tastiest prawns you'll ever taste. And all the different, if you go onto the website, Dublin Bay Prawn Festival.ie, and the Facebook page, you'll see the list of events and different restaurants and things, people like that who are involved. But yes, you'll learn a lot from just going to the free workshops, free demonstrations. and pick up some tips. Like, one of the simplest fish dishes is, which is really delicious as well, creamy haddock and mushroom bake. It's only 5 ingredients. You can make enough for 2 adults, 1 adult, 5 adults, or a whole family. It's, and probably you probably have most of the ingredients at home anyway. Mm. So it's, for example, for 2 adults, 2 haddock fillets, about 250 grams of potatoes, 150 grams of mushrooms, spinach, and some light cream cheese. And literally 5 ingredients. Throw it all together, so quick and really, really nutritious and delicious.
And low fat, as you said, if you're looking to watch your weight as well, like
exactly.
We should be eating
if
fish.
You're going for a light low fat cream cheese, you're keeping that lean. And then, as I said, the haddock is the white fish, so that's keeping it lean as well. So really good if you're looking to watch your weight, if you've got high cholesterol, or maybe if you're into your sports nutrition, you just want to again keep it lean.
Exactly.
And also keep it tasty. That's the important thing. What's the point of, you know, it's important to be able to enjoy our food as well as eat it.
Exactly. I think a lot of it is educating ourselves, really. I don't think we educate ourselves enough here on how to cook healthy and we have a lot on our doorstep, and Hoth isn't far from here. You know, every day go up and get I know you haven't gone up every day, but you know, you can get your fresh fish. It comes in every day, and the restaurants up there, I mean, it's just so nutritional for us to be eating more fish. I can't say I don't eat much fish, but because I don't really know how to cook it, that's my problem, really.
Yeah, and it is a lot about education. What's that great quote by Nelson Mandela? It's something like, it was only through the power of education that the son of a small farmer made the ruler of a great nation.
That's true.
So it is really all about education and empowering people. Mm. And as I said, that's the main aim of my demonstrations and my talks, to give people the confidence and to, you know, just... If you don't know, sure, give it a go. You don't know unless you try things.
And that's it.
And even when I'm working with children and fussy eaters and things like that, it's all about trying. And, you know, no pressure. If you don't like it, that's fine. But sure, try it anyway, because our taste buds change all the time. Mm-hmm. So even if you tried something years ago, you might like it now, or you might like it cooked in a different way. So there's so many different, you know, keep on trying and keep on being experimental. Be adventurous when it comes to your food.
Exactly, and we all know the whole thing. We do get into a rut. We buy the same things every week. We cook the same meals for months or years on end. So do try, and this is the perfect weekend to go along to Hoth. Go to, I suppose, see your cookery demonstrations. What time are you on about, roughly?
Yeah, so I'm on Sunday at 3 p.m. And if anyone wants more information about the workshops and the talks that I do in schools, communities, workplaces, my website is beabites, so be the Irish for food, and then bites.net, so beabites.net.
Great. We might have you on again, actually, Niamh, to talk a little bit more when we have more time on healthy eating and stuff like that. Okay, so it's all taking place this weekend in Hoth, and as you said, there's cookery demonstrations, there's food, there's craft beer, there's everything going on, and it goes on into the night time as well. So if you don't fancy going into town, go along to Hoth. It's about 15 minutes on
absolutely
the dart from town, 20 minutes.
All throughout the day. Is it fun for the whole family and for night time as well? As it is crack kill and so.
Great.
No pun intended.
So, Niamh, what's the web address again if people want to look up to see exactly what's taking place at different times?
It's the Dublin Bay Prawn Festival.ie.
Dublin Bay Prawn
Festival. And you can go to the Facebook page as well.
Okay. Thanks a million, Niamh, and good luck with that. And we'll talk to you again fairly soon, okay?
You're Emilia Margo.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye. And that was Niamh there, Arches, talking about the Dublin Bay Prawn Festival, which is taking place from tomorrow. Sounds great, all over the weekend. So you have somewhere to go for the whole weekend. If you don't fancy going into town, just hop on the dart there and go along to Hoth. It sounds great.